and welcome to another Tuesday Patreon teaser for Dopey, the podcast on drugs, addiction, and dumb shit. And my name is Dave. And today we're going to play the teaser. And fucking strung out author. I say fucking when I don't want to say or I want to take a break or a breath. I think, I don't know what I'm going to say. And I feel, oh my God, there's a pause. So I insert fucking in the pause. It's become what I do. Maybe I need to stop doing that. I don't know. Doesn't matter. I think it sounds cool when people say fucking, or maybe I used to. I don't know if I think it's cool anymore. I think the days of fucking might be over. I think these fucking days might be over. But welcome to another Tuesday Patreon show. We have strung out author, ex-elite equestrian, and unlicensed advice columnist, Aaron Carr, on Patreon. So you sign up for Patreon at www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. And I have had a great resurgence in giving the patrons their merch. So if you are a $5 patron, you get access to the bonus shows, the bonus videos, the Wednesday Recovery Zoom, and the Patreon Zoom, which is monthly. And I want to say this, that people tell me I give too much stuff at the bottom tier. But that is how generous and kind I am. I want people to enjoy a lot of the good stuff from kicking down to the $5 level, which is like, I think, 8 cents a day. Change in your pocket. Anyway, the $8, you get more stickers, plus you get the no ad episode of the actual Friday show, no annoying inserted ads, and then you get all that shit, and you get more stickers. $10, $10 is where it gets a little dicey. You get all that stuff, plus more stickers, and then I'm doing this, I haven't been doing this that much, but extra advanced shit. Like, I have shit lying around that I'm going to use. The $10 people might see a little of that thrown their way. And then the $15 people get all that shit plus socks. $20 gets that shit plus socks and the beanie. I think I just give the beanie, but I think I've been sending out both because I'm so kind and generous, spiritually giving person. So I'm trying to throw it all out there and then fucking... I don't know. And then I'm playing around with the $100 tier where you get real sober coaching. But I don't know if anyone's actually interested in that. The Dopey Live Love Show is almost sold out with Margaret Cho, Aaron Carr, Brace Belden, Dr. Nzinga Harrison, Abby Fickley, fucking Bravo's Summer Houses, Carl Radke, the great downtown Ray Brown. It's going to be really fun. You should come. Put it like that. It's a good time. And sign up for Patreon. Come to Margaret Cho. What else do I have to put in a fucking teaser? Does anyone care? Does anyone even listen to the teaser? I was reading emails and playing voicemails on the teaser. I was like, why? You know, why? For what? Here is me and Ask Aaron Carr. And if you want these teasers to be different, you know what to do. Send in an email or a voicemail to dopeypodcast@gmail.com. Send a lot of shit to dopeypodcast@gmail.com. Leave a review, follow, subscribe. Thank you for listening. And here is the Patreon teaser with me and Aaron.
Dopey, dopey, dopey.
Am I forgetting anything?
I don't think so. I know you're rusty. It's been months since I've been on the show.
Serious haver of obsessive compulsive disorder. Aaron Carr, welcome back to the show.
Serious haver of...
You're a haver.
Of OCD?
What is the decanting everything? Isn't that OCD?
No.
What is that?
That's just orderly? That I like things to look nice.
That's orderly.
But it's not like I'm going to die if it's not like that.
Now, Aaron, you've recorded probably 25 episodes of Dopey.
At least, yeah.
Thereabouts. What's different now?
There is a whole studio.
What do you think? What is it? It feels a little different.
It does.
Does it feel a little bit intimidating now?
No.
What about him?
I mean, I think it's nice having Howie here.
Howard Beach Buxbaum on the scene. Look at him. He's doing his taxes while we're doing the show. What are you doing?
Wait, I feel my chair is really squeaky. Hold on there.
Howie, is your chair squeaky? Can you do something about that?
No, huh? It's good now. I moved it.
Do you have any WD-40?
It was rubbing against the bookcase.
I feel like we're very far apart. We usually are.
I know. We'd usually be catty corner like that, like as if we were at a table having a conversation. And this is like people who have like a long dining room table and they sit at opposite ends. I mean, it's not that exaggerated, but you know.
But then it is.
But kind of.
So this is the room that I grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that strange?
It is strange. Look at, are those your Dr. Seuss books?
No.
Oh.
They took this room over probably a month after I left.
Right.
No. I this room was still my room from 1975. Mm-hmm. I bet we moved in here from 1975 until 1996.
Oh wow!
This was my room. So that's a 21 year run, and then it was kind of determined that I would never return. And it's weird to record the show. And look how small the room is, too.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's New York.
Now, forget about me and my room mm-hmm. and all this stuff. Aaron, you haven't been on the show in forever.
I know.
Do you miss being on the show?
Of course.
You seem to have a good time messing around with me and Howie before.
Totally. I definitely have missed it. I mean, it's a combination of reasons. I haven't been on the show. Number one, my fall was really busy. With volunteering
your autumn,
stuff.
Not your decline.
My autumn. No, not my, the fall of Aaron Carr. No. Yeah, my autumn was busy. And then, you know, that I kind of from like the middle of November on, I did start sort of a fall into like probably the worst depression and anxiety slump that I've been in a very long time.
Aren't you dying to know what happened to Erin? How deep her depression went? How did she get out of it? Also, we reflect on her crack smoking days of yore and rehab with Rick James and Elliot Smith. What did they play together? What was it like? The only way you can find out is if you join Patreon at www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. And I also need to say this. That if you're a real Dopey fan and you're not on Patreon, either you're very, very poor, and I salute you, or you're not a real Dopey fan, and I salute you anyway. Until next time, stay strong, my brothers and sisters in and out of recovery, and fucking toodles for Chris.